It's Friday, the 3rd of March, 8 a.m, and it's another frosty morning. I think that's about 4 or 5 frosty mornings in a row. The sky seems to be greying over from the west, although there doesn't seem to be any breeze whatsoever. But the frost is there nonetheless, and it's a nice calm morning. If you can get a calm morning, even in a quiet area of a bustling town at this time when traffic is, So Mr. Blackbird is down feeding, as is Rocky the robin. Mrs. Blackbird's already been down. So Mr. Blackbird of last year was easily identifiable by a grey flash on his forehead. Well, maybe that was because he was a youngster, as I say. And he's matured, because there is nothing as purely jet black, beautiful black. Don't think I drink now. I need to fill up again. Or he's gone and Mrs. Blackbird's got a new guy. But I'm going to go with it first. And I know that he is a partner, because the two of them were feeding fairly close to each other yesterday, with no stramash or hullabaloo. A fantastic word, isn't it? Hullabaloo. Anyway. Or as we would say, a stooshy. So there's a wee blue tit. I don't know if you can hear it. Right at the top of the big Lalandi conifer. That tiny piercing call. Yes. I'm getting more and more bird song in the mornings. So I had a good sleep last night. Didn't get out of bed though. It was my wife that got up, 5:20. Wow, that's about a record actually. So a good sleep, definitely a good sleep. I'm feeling tired this morning, definitely tired. Things catch up with me. I was out on the bike yesterday, and then I went a brisk walk around up through the town for some bits and pieces. And that just added to the energy consumed and burnt yesterday, which made me probably, that with the cycling, made me extra tired last night. But when I was out and about yesterday, I mean, we drive past, if we go east from here, we drive past the old Bangor Village Hospital. And I've cycled past it, I don't know how many times, and it's... Yesterday I went past, and as I approached it, I thought, I'm going to double back up the road, and I'm going to go in, because it's been closed since the last patients went in 2004, but to be honest with you, most of the buildings were all closed off long before that. It was a mental hospital. When I say mental, yes, it was for those with mental issues, but also if you suffer from depression, even if it was short term, you could go to the village hospital. And they put you in an appropriate ward. These wards are on villas of varying sizes. And it was a beautiful place. I took it as being Swiss Austrian styled. On the side of a hill, every building separate from the other, no matter what its size. Beautiful plantations of trees and shrubs and flowers. It was an absolutely wonderful place. My wife used to go there when she was in the St. Vincent de Paul to go and see a couple of men from the... Her and someone else would go to see a couple of men or women from our town here, who were maybe in for a wee bit of, you know, get away back from it all. And she always used to come back and say how beautiful it was up there. So I decided to take a cycle, because nowadays it's locked off, you can't take a car in at all. People park their cars up at the gates and walk their dogs or their children around the pathways and the wee roads. And so I cycled up through it yesterday. Took some pictures. And I was going to say about nostalgia. I was never in there, thankfully. Although I'd been through it, you know what I mean, many a time. And I came to the wee shop, which is a shop and cafe, where the patients could go down and buy themselves a wee treat, a packet of fags, or have a tier of coffee. And the thing I always remember, when you speak about the weather, I always remember the weather was always beautiful. I can never mind of going there, my wife going there, and you know, coming back saying it was raining and people were indoors. It always seemed to be, I don't know, maybe it was just magical, you know. But it was lovely to cycle around and stop, take pictures, and actually I spent a wee bit of time just doing nothing, leaning against the bike and looking down over what I've cycled up and thinking, wow, you know, it's hard to believe this place is gone. And it's a shame. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. And I've forgotten just how many buildings and wee off-roads there were. And it was much, much, much larger than what I can remember in my mind. And that was a bit of a surprise, a nice surprise. So that was good. But I was thinking about the people, all those people that were in there. People used to sign themselves in, just go and sign themselves in. Yes. For a few days, maybe, just to get away back from it all. And now they do other things with people with mental issues, and a lot of it I'm not happy with, but that's just my own opinion. But I'll stick to my original topic of how it was nice to see and to ride around this wonderful old place. Yeah. And I can remember it in its beauty, in its heyday. Some people might say, well, why would you count a mental hospital as in Haiti? But it served its purpose and it did it well because of the layout and because of the way it was operated and because of the freedom that the patients had to go out for a walk, and if they were need chaperoned, they'd be chaperoned, but at least they could get out. All that kind of stuff. Now they're stuck in houses all over the place. Terraced houses, or the new hospital in Bank at St. John's, which is a horrible place. Yeah. I know people say that the old days were better, but that was, the old days were better, definitely for that, for those patients and those people who needed a bit of respite. So that was nice, that was a nice run. And I've run out of time. There you go, nothing new there.